Hi, good morning. This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Jeff. I'm doing good. How's everybody?
Everyone's doing fine.
Good.
Just right off the bat, just what are your thoughts on having the quick turnaround? I know it's part of life in the NFL, but having to turn around and play on a Thursday.
Well, it's everybody gets an opportunity to do it, and it's not a new event. We've done it before, and so you have to kind of, you know, do the best you can to schedule your way around what's best for the players to get ready to play.
How are you guys doing physically coming out of that game against the
Cowboys? We're in good shape, as well as could be expected. We had a few guys that couldn't practice yesterday. Most of the guys were on a limited basis, and we're good. Hopefully we'll have a lot more information. We'll know a lot more about our squad here today when practice starts.
Is there an update on Darryl Richardson?
I'm sorry, there were two questions.
Jeff, could you just describe what your impressions are of the 49ers offense? From what you've seen of them on film the last 2 weeks, they seem to be a different team than what we've seen the last couple of years. What have you seen on film?
Well, they're very, very talented, and they're well coached. And, everybody goes through, situations like this, a tip ball, a shoestring tackle on a third down, scrambled by the quarterback where he's got 34 yards to run, and they're off the field, and so obviously their offense is a huge concern of ours, because they're so talented and they're well coached, and we're gonna have to play a real good defense this week.
Jeff, as the Seahawks and Colts giving, the league, you guys, some sort of template for stopping Kaepernick or containing him a little?
No, every week's different. Each plan is different. Offensive coaches are creative. And so, we look at players, we look at, tendencies, and we, at the end of the day, we know we got our hands full.
Speaking of tendencies,
what did you see from the 49ers defense on Sunday evaluation?
Well, they're they're well coached. They're playing hard, and they go with the football. They're just a well coached team, and they've got talent in a lot of different positions, and they've got depth, and we went through the same thing last weekend. I think both teams are in the same situation. We both teams went into game expecting to play better. We didn't play well. We lost, and we got to move on. We got a short week, and we put the game behind us, and all our focus is on this coming Thursday.
Jeff, Craig Dahl said that there, you guys had detected a lot of tip-offs with the 49ers offense, and you pretty much knew before the snap whether they were going to run or pass. How much credence can we place on those words of Craig Dahl, and did it have an impact on your two games last season?
Craig was a very productive player for us here last year, not only on defense but also on special teams, and I'm not going to go into anything other than that. Every week, you as a staff, you put a plan together and you try to put your players in the best position and to make plays. And so,
Jeff, there was a...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Finish your thought.
No, I finished that. Craig.
There was a lot of talk after your success against the 49ers last year that your team is designed to beat them. I'm wondering, was that by design, or was it just the way you guys match up?
Well, we matched up, and both teams had opportunities to win the game in regulation, and neither one of us did. And fortunately, we found a way to win it in the 10th quarter. But, I think, we made plays. Both teams made plays, and it's a great matchup. And again, we're a very young football team, and we've got to get a lot better, and play a lot better than we played the last 3 weeks to have success this Thursday night.
Jeff, what has Jake Long brought to your guys' offensive line?
You know, Jake has been he's been great for, you know, not only the football team but the locker room and up front. You know, he's steady, he's consistent, he's physical, he's smart, and he's been a great addition to our offense. And Sam has a comfort level knowing that Jake's got his backside protected.
What are you expecting the 49ers to do without Alden Smith over there on that side?
You know, the 49ers have done a great job with their personnel. They've done a really good job with their depth, and you know, they'll have someone ready to line up and play. They've done that over, you know, obviously last year, you know, here and there when someone's gone down, and they found a way to, you know, to make adjustments and be productive. So, you know, we're expecting, you know, a 49er defense is going to be at its absolute best this, you know, this coming Thursday.
Jeff, one of the areas that the 49ers needed depth was it as that nose tackle when Ian Williams got hurt. From a competition committee standpoint, is eliminating that block a possibility where a defensive lineman's engaged, where another guy can come in and hit him low?
You know, it's something that's discussed every year with the committee. We've discussed it with the Players Association. We discuss it with the, you know, the coaches subcommittee, and you know, the, and I'm sure it'll be discussed again, you know, this coming off season. You know, but we're dealing with a situation where, you know, a defensive lineman has an opportunity to protect himself and knows the low, there's a potential for a low block. And, you know, the general feeling is that, you know, if you take that block, the cut block in the run game out of the game, then you're going to significantly impact, you know, the run game. And, you know, that was the committee's feeling, and that's the coach's feeling, and that was the Players Association feeling. So it's unfortunate. There's going to be injuries and, you know, that take place in the game. You know, the committee's focus is number one focus is on player safety, and I think, you know, the committee's done a really good job from that standpoint.
And Jeff, that even goes for blocks behind the player, like even when his head isn't in front of the defensive player?
Well, you know, I have not seen the play, so I'll have to reserve judgment on it, but in-line play from a run game standpoint, as long as, you know, we know what the rules are. You can't have the chop with one man removed on the backside, but in line play, cut blocks are permissible, and defensive players have the, you know, they know it's coming and they anticipate it, and you know they have, you know, the obligation to protect themselves.
Justin Smith obviously isn't getting younger, but does he still look like the same guy to you for them?
Yeah, he is. He's one of those guys you'd all love to have on your team. He plays hard, consistently, play after play, run game, pass game. He's a very, very smart player, and you know, he creates problems for your center guard combination on that side.
One other one for you. What has Jared Kirk gotten a lot more attention since week one, you know, from opposing defense?
Yeah, he has. I mean, we credit, you know, you got to credit defenses, and you know, we talked about that here. Cookie has a big game in week one. Somebody else has to step up in week two because you're going to take him away, and then, you know, we got to spread the ball around a little bit. But Jared's been a great addition to our football team. He's extremely talented. He can get down the field. He has a really good catch radius, and he can run, and you know, he's a weapon, and you know, like everybody does in the league, you try to create mismatches with your talented players.
Jeff, when you guys traded up for Tavon Austin, was there a fear that maybe the 49ers might want to jump up there and get him too? I mean, why did you guys feel compelled to go all the way up there to get him?
No, we just felt like he was someone that could really help us. We needed a dynamic playmaker, and so, you know, we just felt that if we stayed where we were, we probably were not going to have a chance to draft him. So we went up. It was not a competitive thing within the division. We just felt like we needed to go get this young player, and and the future's ahead of him. He's a outstanding player, outstanding individual, and you know, we're looking forward to watching him make a lot of plays for us.
This is probably a question most coaches would roll their eyes at. So, but I mean, obviously, it's still early. But both these teams are 1-2, you know, 2-game losing streaks. You know, things can spiral out of control quickly. It's not a must-win. I mean, does this just take on heightened importance given for both teams, given the situation?
Well, I don't think so. It's still early. I mean, there's 0-3 teams right now that were in the playoffs last year. It's still early. So I think the key for teams that are that don't have the luxury of standing behind a 3-0 start, that you know, they focus all their attention on getting better, and that's what we're doing. And I'm sure that's what the 49ers are doing. They're well coached. They're very talented, and you know, there's a lot of games left.
What progression have you seen from Sam Bradford in his fourth season?
Well, you know, this is Sam's first time in his career where he's been in the same offense, and you know, that's obviously, it's a situation where it's helpful for him. He has a good understanding of what we're doing. We've surrounded him with good people, and he's making plays. You know, the entire team had a difficult afternoon in Dallas, and we're trying to bounce back from it. But Sam, you know, we think is, you know, off to a great start though this far, and I feel like he's gonna, you know, be in a position to have a very productive year.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks so much,
guys.
Have a great week. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.